You are listening to WSIU, and this is In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale, like many cities and communities across the nation, saw protests and violence over the weekend, as many are calling for dramatic change in terms of police brutality, racism, and more. I talked with Mayor Mike Henry for today's edition of WSIU In Focus.
Well, we were aware that it was happening. Our police department was, and you know, our police department gets lots of training in these kinds of things. It's something we pride ourselves in, and so it ended up being a peaceful protest. And you know, the only risky part of it is the folks were marching in the streets, so our police tried to stay ahead of them. We weren't sure where they were going, but tried to stay ahead and block traffic in order for them to get through safely. But they had, they made their point in the protest, and of course, you know, that's never going to happen here. It just won't happen here with all the training that our officers receive, and we're a diverse community, and we respect everyone. So, message received with the demonstration, and again, very thankful that it was peaceful and we had no incidents.
After that was over, several hours after that was over, we did see some violence at some businesses, especially on, I guess I would call it the eastern part of town, University Mall, some places in University Place. Can you tell us what happened and how things are going in terms of investigation? What would you say to the people that were a part of the protest and not, as I understand it, a part of this?
Yeah, and I'm assuming that the people that were in the protest aren't involved in this. Our crime scene investigators are working all these scenes and have been for quite a while. We're just going to work through the process, see what we find out. It's unfortunate that it happened, but it went all the way as far out as Reed Station Road. Just an unfortunate thing. But again, it's my hope that we won't find out that we had any of our protesters involved in this.
I know that there is another demonstration planned for later this week. What message do you have to those folks? And can you mentioned that, you know, the police department receives a lot of training in a diverse community. Can you give them a message of, you know, how the city is addressing what's really being said across the country, that changes need to be made?
Yeah, and you know, we feel like we're in a good spot here. I've always been proud of our police department, learned a lot more about them when I became mayor 5 years ago. And I've been to some of their training sessions. We've done joint training with members of the community at Irma Hayes Center. And so we're very proactive with this. The community's been good to participate and learn along with us. And we always have open dialogue. You know, I have a group of pastors from the Northeast side that we meet when we need to, and keep the lines of communication open. So the thing we would ask if there's a presentation is try to stay on the sidewalks. You know, we're so concerned that there's going to be an accident with a pedestrian hit, or that, you know, heaven forbid, someone who is against the protesters does something intentionally on the street, and that would just be horrible. So, but yeah, we are aware of that, and if that's what they want to do, we wish them well.
This is all coinciding with the phase three reopening for businesses, both in Carbondale and across the state. Has that made things more difficult, or how is that going as far as you can tell?
Terry and I went out with another couple and socially distanced at the Flame Restaurant on Friday night, and it was a great experience. The owners were doing everything the way it's supposed to be done, and we ate out in the patio area. They had taken out almost half of their tables to get the distancing right, and the other restaurants that we're doing this. I assume we're doing the same things. We have good operators here by and large. So the one item of contention has been the 10 p.m. closing for everything. And some of our bars are concerned that they want to be open till 2 a.m. as always. And in fact, today I'm going to issue an addendum to that original order that no, everyone must close at 10 p.m. And again, this is a not only safety because of the virus, but safety that we don't start building up groups in closed areas as the night goes on. So we hope this won't last too much longer. But again, we're following guidelines that we receive from the state.
Mike Henry is the mayor of Carbondale. You can hear more of this conversation at WSIUnews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.